You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
We'll consult with Attorney General Loretta Lynch today about enacting gun control through executive action. Abbott responded to Obama's remarks with a challenge on Twitter. The first-term Republican governor tweeted, quote, "Obama wants to impose more gun control. My response, #?, come and take it." Obama is expected to lay out his plans to reduce gun violence in a White House event. A new study says smaller families are better for kids. They concluded that as more children are born into a family, the other children are more likely to have more behavior problems, lower learning abilities, and worse outcomes later in life. The latest research paper is published by the National Bureau of Economic Research. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County. Good afternoon. The weather today, mostly sunny with a high near 25. Blistery with a north winds around 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight it'll be scattered flurries between 8 and 9 p.m., but it'll be mostly clear with a low around 8. Single digits. Wind chill values as low as minus 3 and north winds 11 to 18 miles per hour. Tuesday it'll be sunny with a high near 32. Wind chill values as low as 0 and north winds around 7 miles per hour. Tuesday night it'll be clear with a low around 10. Light west winds. Wednesday sunny with a high near 39. Calm winds becoming west around 6 miles an hour in the morning. Wednesday night it'll be mostly clear with a low around 21.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and this is NAMI's Hour, compliments at 100 County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI stands for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. There is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We don't have any paid staff or office or anything like that. We work out of our houses. So the commute isn't bad from, you know, the kitchen to the dining room or something. It's pretty good, as someone told me one time. But all our programs that we do are free. We run a support group monthly for families who have someone that either they're good friends with or a blood relative, son, daughter, aunt, uncle, whatever. Who is suffering from a mental health issue. We have a family-to-family program that we teach. It's a 12-week course. It's just totally free. Everything we do is free. But it helps the caretaker, and it, you know, the person doesn't have to be blood. It could be somebody you work with, your next-door neighbor, good friend, whatever, or a blood relative. But we try to have those people understand a little bit more what their person that they care about is going through, what it's like to have mental illness, you know. And like I said, all the materials and everything is free. We don't charge. We do a monthly presentation at Educational Services, which we've been doing for about almost 3 years. And the 23rd of this month, I and another young woman, Candy Parmelo, will be down in Princeton at a Princeton seminary for Presbyterian ministers and deacons and people in some kind of authority in a Presbyterian church, and giving a presentation for a little over an hour, about an hour and 15 minutes, on mental illness and the effects and myths and what to do and what not to do. So it's totally free. So if you're in Princeton that day on the 23rd, come on down and you can listen. Today we are very privileged to have with us Carol Ann Haunts. Did I say that right? I did. All right. That's one for one there. I'm probably going to screw up the other one I have trouble saying, but at least I got her name right. Carol Ann is an international speaker. She's a teacher, an author, and a wellness facilitator. And actually, we met a little while ago, not too awful long ago, actually, at the Tewksbury Township, New Jersey Women's Club. They had asked me to give a short talk, and Carol Ann was sitting on my right at the table, and we were talking quite a bit. And she also let me have her latest book, Goodbye Stress, Hello Happiness, A Path to Peace and Love. And I think it's kind of cool because it's got a granddaughter on the front page, on the cover of the book, and it's pretty cool. She also has a couple other books that she wrote, which I will let her speak about in a few minutes. So, Carol Ann, welcome. I do appreciate you coming.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
What are the other two books that you wrote, just so we can get those?
Inner Treasures, which are exercises for children of all ages, and many of my students won't go off to college without that book.
Okay.
And the other one is Infinite Potential, which I wrote in 1990.
Okay. So you've been writing for quite a while then, actually.
Yes.
You know, okay. That's cool, actually. You know, I like it, because I read the Goodbye Stress, Hello Happiness, and, you know, it's very interesting. You know, I think that everybody should pick it up and read it. I really do. You may not have to agree with it, but I think it's enlightening in many ways. Now, you're involved with, and here I'm going to screw it up,
Kinesiology.
I don't know why I can't say that. But, all right, you're involved with kinesiology, And truthfully, I've never heard of it. So would you explain exactly what that is?
Yes. Kinesiology is actually the study of the origin, insertion, and movement of muscles. We are actually specialized kinesiologists because we are using muscle testing to find out when, where, and how stress went into the system. So it's biofeedback. If you have a stressor, and it's a great stressor, your whole body can shut down the energy flow to the muscles and you might collapse, for instance, if someone tells you some tragic news. So we're working with the biofeedback, the knowledge of the body, to find out when, where, and how stress went into the system and how to correct it.
Okay. I know when I was looking at your book and your card and everything, and it mentioned kinesiology.
Good. Hey, you got it.
1 out of 15. All right. It said that trainers in gyms and such have or degreed in this subject because it helps with the muscles and exercising and so on and so forth. I found that kind of interesting because I go to a gym and I have a trainer who I use once in a while, not all the time, but once in a while. And I think the next time I'm going to ask her about it, you know, because I think that, you know, the way it is, it seemed like it's almost like a requirement, you know. How did you become involved with it?
I started my career as an educator. I taught third grade in Hillsboro, and then I taught fourth grade in Burnsville. And I was always looking for a better way to help children because they seem to have blind spots. When we were on our way to Venezuela with my own three little children, I met an iron worker who introduced me to Montessori education. And within a month, we had 35 2.5 to 5-year-olds in my home every day for Montessori education. His wife was coming for a year of relaxation because they owned and operated 3 Montessori schools in California. We met, her vacation was over, and I was amazed at how quickly and easily these little 3-year-olds could learn such wonderful tasks, could take care of themselves, had the beginnings of reading, writing, could do math computation at an early age, and thrived on it. It was such a joy. And when I got back to New Jersey, I started teaching in the Albrook School, the Montessori School there, and then I opened their elementary program. And it's a wonderful system, but I found that there were some children who still had blind spots. So I thought, there has to be more to this. And I had never heard of Montessori or, of course, kinesiology in all my educational training with a master's degree. So we moved to the Netherlands, and I went to a lecture on specialized kinesiology and found out why Johnny can't read and how to correct it.
You say you moved to the Netherlands?
Yes, we moved a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. My husband was a project director with Exxon. And while there, I studied with all the great kinesiologists who were coming to the Netherlands. And in 1991, after moving back to the U.S., I was teaching kinesiology. And I was invited to Moscow to teach doctors. And that was in 1991, right after the wall came down,
right after
the Soviet Union broke up. So that was a very wonderful, interesting experience. I had 230 doctors in my courses there for years.
Wow.
And I was also invited down to teach in the former communist camp. So I had 400 children every night I worked with in Odessa, the former communist camp. And one night, working with 400 children, this one little boy from Kazakhstan, who was 12, volunteered for the public speaking course, He came up. He was so shy and withdrawn. He wouldn't look at anyone. And after I did the one-minute correction for him, he went over, took the microphone, and sang for 5 minutes in his native tongue of Kazakhstan. And on my way back from Dubna, which was the scientific center closed to the world for many, many decades, I was asked to work with a young woman who was 28 years old on the train because she was about to commit suicide. So I worked with her. We got into Moscow. I told her where I would be teaching the next day. And so she came by, and she wanted to have a session on releasing the stress so that she could get back to her music, because she had been raped by four men in the back of a taxi. She was a fabulous musician, but had to give it up because of all of the stress. She had a five-year-old daughter, and she had to live with her ex-husband, who was quite abusive. So I worked with her on that. She went over and took the microphone on stage, told her story, and then she sat down at the piano and played If It Takes Forever. There was not a dry eye in the house. So I was invited back to Dubna to lecture for the UNESCO Peace Conference in April.
Right.
She met me at the train station and took me to her private studio and did a private concert for me.
Oh.
So this is the fun I have with this work, because where can you buy a can of stress? It's what we manufacture when we have an event in life. How we feel about that event creates the stress. And it's those early fears of childhood which shut down the energy flow. The Chinese told us 5,000 years ago that the energy travels throughout the body in meridian energy flow system. That's why acupuncture works. And if we have fear or pain or fear of more pain, it shuts down that energy flow. And we're able to detect when, where, and how it shut down, switch it back on. We're more like electricians.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
The electricity of the body has to run. And when we have fear of pain, all the blood and energy drains from our body. It drains from the front of our brain, where we have our reason, where we have present time, goes into our large muscles for the fight or flight response. And nobody's home, IQ of zero. We don't know what to do. So our job as specialized kinesiologists is to restore that energy flow so that we can think and we can function.
What is there a special degree you need to teach?
We have an association, a national association, an international association, and a specified number of hours. I can't imagine how many thousands and thousands of hours I have. It's not a university degree. It's outside. I don't think it may be taught in some of the places now. I've got 15,000 students in Eastern Europe, and thousands now are out teaching, starting their own clinics, working in hospitals, in schools, and so forth.
Let me ask you something. Is kinesiology, twice now I said it right, is it accepted more overseas and in other countries than it is here?
When I went to Russia in 1991, you know, right after the breakup of the Soviet Union, they were already using so many natural methods. They were using massage, they were using herbs, they were using a lot of the natural ways. And the doctors there were very, very open to it. In fact, some of them said, I'm going to tear up my medical degree and use yours because it's what works. So they could see how effective it is when we work with the knowledge of the body. We have so many fears from early childhood. And if we don't handle those fears, they become our addictions. We have to have our alcohol or our drugs or our
combination of both.
Yeah, or whatever it is we have to make us feel good in present time, because of all the fear and pain of the past we want to forget. And it may be on a conscious level or not. I had a gentleman come up from the Black Sea to Moscow, and he was a 33-year-old policeman, and he was an alcoholic, and he couldn't drink, you know, and do his job. And so we go back in time. We go back to the original cause of the shutdown of the energy, why he had this addiction. And when he was in kindergarten, the Soviet system, they stayed overnight and during the week. And he fell in love with this beautiful little girl, and they decided they would sleep together that night. And they were all cuddled up in each other's arms, and the teacher punished them. And as he's telling me the story, the tears are streaming down his cheeks because the body doesn't know time. Then is now in the memory banks. And he said, you know, I can still remember her name. And he never had a relationship after that because the belief system he developed was if you love someone from your heart, you get punished. And so he never had a relationship after that. But he had his bottle. His bottle was a relationship. Right. It made him forget the fear and pain of the past. And if we don't handle those, by the way, he went home from the workshop with a lovely, lovely young lady. So I didn't hear the rest of the story, but I hope it was good. And if we don't handle those addictions, then they become obsessions. How much wine do I have? How much sex can I have? How many cigarettes do I have left? Where can I get my next souvenir spoon in my European? It's an obsession so that you can't live or enjoy present time. You're always obsessed with your fear of the future.
Yeah.
And we work a great deal with fears. In my first book, I have a list of the fears. And most people have most of these fears. It's amazing. Fear of one or both parents, fear of a brother or sister or relative, fear of an authority other than your own, fear of your own authority, fear of being a parent, fear of others causing you pain, causing others pain, death, fear of the supernatural, fear of the opposite sex, fear of animals, fear of God, punishment, the sex act, pregnancy, success, failure, change, illness, pain, semen, orgasm, being hurt emotionally, fear of blood, being right, being wrong. Those fears, if we don't handle those basic fears, they multiply, stress is cumulative, and then something shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
It's either the mental ability or the physical or whatever, but the body is your outpicturing of what's going on emotionally.
Right. And a lot of times what people experience in childhood, whether it's, you know, bad things that happened, not necessarily to them, but that they have witnessed, makes them take another turn later in life.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact, I don't drink. I don't drink anything. Iced tea, Pepsi, that's it. Water. My father was an alcoholic.
Uh-huh.
And I remember at Christmas, we lived on a fifth floor of an apartment in Brooklyn, and he threw the Christmas tree out the window. And, you know, I just said, gee, that's what you do when you, when I was a little kid. I mean, you know, and I'm thinking, that's what you do when you're drunk, huh? Well, I don't want to be drunk because I don't want to throw a Christmas tree out the window. So I never drank. You know, in the service, yes, I tasted it. Yeah, I didn't like it. I never could stand a smell of beer. I just couldn't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
I could take like pieces of wine or something like that, but I just don't, you know.
So you could have gone either way.
I could have gone either
you
way.
You could have used that as, oh, okay, this is what people do.
Yeah,
or
right.
You could have said, but either way, you need to make sure you don't have stress on it.
Yeah.
Because you can
doesn't
have,
bother me. I mean, I just, you know, I'd rather have a Pepsi than an alcoholic drink anyway. But, but you know, it just, now I did smoke for many years.
That's an addiction, of course.
Yeah, of course it is an addiction, you know.
And why do most people smoke? They want to feel part of the gang.
Well, yeah, part of the crew, and that's what you did back then, you know. And it wasn't too many people in it. Well, another thing, too, is in the military, if you smoked, they gave you smoke breaks. If you didn't smoke, you continued with exercising or whatever, jogging in place or whatever the case may be. So a lot of people started smoking because they could get the break. They could sit down.
One of my clients in Budapest was involved in the 56 revolution, and they would have to march, kilometers to work every day and back. And he started smoking because they could stop and take a smoke break.
Right, exactly.
So
it's pretty much the same thing. Yeah. But 25 years ago, I quit, so I haven't smoked since. Mm-hmm. But I know that I do have an addictive type personality. I know that.
Welcome to the world.
Yeah, well,
everyone seems to.
I know when Atlantic City first opened up, people at work would say, "Oh, let's go," and you know, a bunch of us get in the car and get down. Well, if I was driving, I would always make sure I had a full tank of gas. I would always, at that time it was a quarter for the tolls. I would always make sure I had enough quarters in my little thing in the, you know, in the front seat there. And I only brought so much money with me. Mm-hmm. And no credit cards. I left all the credit cards or whatever home. Because I felt I knew me, you know. Mm-hmm. I'd be on a credit card. I wouldn't have a house, you know. But mm-hmm. So, you know, and now I just don't, we don't, I don't go at all. But, you know, my wife never liked it. And like I said, we've been married 51, will be 51 years next week.
You want another 51 years, right?
I go for another 51 or at least another 4 or 5 anyway. So she never liked it. So we never went, you know. But I would like to, you know, some of the problems that you help people with mm-hmm. are OCD. Mm-hmm. Panic attacks, fear, which we discussed a little bit, mm-hmm. obsessions, depression. These are all a form of mental illness.
Absolutely.
And so the people you work with who have these illnesses, are they cured or are they just able to go on and live their lives in spite of their illness to a fullness that they didn't understand prior?
I had two young friends in Budapest who were quite depressed, and they wanted to end it all. And one was probably 19, and I knew him since he was 3. And he was very, very acting out and so forth. His mother didn't know what to do with him. And I started working with him about a year and a half ago. He had several sessions. And now his whole career has opened up. He does a lot of my videoing and so forth. He is a totally new person. And in a very short time, it happened. And we are very, very dear friends. Another young man, the same situation. His mother was working in the embassy, the French embassy. And his story is in my book. And he was very, very depressed. And for many, many reasons, divorce of the parents, living around the world, not having any real roots, not having a close relationship with his father and so forth. Many, many reasons, very shy, withdrawn. And the latest on him is he is working in Paris. He's finished his university working in Paris for the government, and he has a new little baby girl.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. Yeah. So it's so wonderful to watch the progress. I had one gentleman come back to me in Budapest, and he said, you know, 20 years ago I saw you, and we corrected my dyslexia. He said, now I'm going to live in London, and I have some stress on moving to London, so could you please help me out? So we worked with him.
Well, let me ask you something. Briefly, you take someone that has, say, depression. Mm-hmm. Well, what do?
We muscle test to find out when, where, and how the biggest cause of the depression happened. And it can go back to the whole birth process, for example. And I find if a mother doesn't want a child, that's a very big stressor. And even though the child doesn't have the facility of language and understanding at a very early age, somehow that all programs into their computers, if you will. Uh-huh. We think of the whole organism as this vast computer that can register all the microseconds. I had a dear friend in Philadelphia area. She could not hear with her left ear ever since birth. And we even go back to prenatal times. So we went back to 6 weeks in utero. And I said, what could have happened so early with your mother? And she knew what it was. Her mother found out she was pregnant. The doctor told her she was pregnant, and she didn't want to hear it. And somehow the stress hormones go through to the fetus. And the mother already had a son and a daughter, didn't want any more children because her husband was very abusive. And later he did molest these two younger children. Mm. But and as soon as we released it, we did the correction to bring the flow of energy back to that part of the brain body.
Right.
She could hear. She called her husband, said, guess which ear I'm using. And the next morning in her yoga class, she said, you know, to her teacher, are the birds extremely loud this morning? And I've kept in touch with her, of course, and she's fine. I was just in Baltimore with friends, and my 82-year-old friend was quite bent over and listing to the side. And I just seen her in August, and she was fine. And I couldn't understand what on earth was wrong with her. So through muscle testing, which is very gentle, non-invasive, and wonderful, we were able to detect age 43. So we got rid of the stress there. She was having a lot of stress with her family today and looked at the stress she was having with the same daughter then and cleared it. And I checked with her again yesterday and last night, and she was perfectly straight. So those muscles tighten up, and they cause all kinds of things to happen in our body. The muscles go out of alignment. And when we release, you know, if your mother-in-law is calling and you have stress on your mother-in-law, crunch, you know, one side of the back may tighten up more than the other, pull everything out of alignment. Mm-hmm. You go and have your medication or your massage or whatever goes back into place. The next time she comes, you're just, again, the same thing. And the next time she comes to dinner, you're flat out. So until you correct the stress that's causing those muscles to malfunction or to shut down the energy, you'll keep having the same problem, and soon it becomes chronic.
Did you ever see the commercial where the guy pulls into the driveway in his car and his wife says something over the phone to him? Oh, my mom's here, going to have dinner with us. And he quietly puts it in reverse and backs out of the driveway. Have you seen that commercial?
No, but it sounds typical.
I just think it was kind of funny when you were talking about mother-in-laws. You know, it's he just
it's
pulls
a good
in
example.
And then, okay, he puts it in reverse and backs out, you know. But we have to take a quick break. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a
friend. Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very, very privileged today to have with us Carol Ann Haunts, who is a international speaker, teacher, author, wellness facilitator. Did I leave anything out?
Sounds good.
Okay. And once again, we met at the Tewksbury Township Women's Club, a couple of weeks ago, actually. Wasn't that long ago. It was before Christmas, but between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So they had asked me to give a small talk, and Carol Ann was sitting on my right at the table, and we spoke quite a bit, and I invited her to come on. So here she is. And she's author of 3 books, and I think that what she does is awesome. And we were talking prior, before commercials and all that, about some of the problems that she helps overcome with people who have mental illness. And we mentioned OCD, panic attacks, fear, obsession, depression, which are all mental illnesses of some sort or another. And stress contributes an awful lot to all these illnesses, not only mental illnesses, but other illnesses as well. You were saying about, people that, something happens and they're bent over to the side or whatever, and they can't straighten up and so on. So all this is pretty much stress. Therefore, if you relieve the stress or find out what the stress is, you can help them lessen the pain. Is that not correct?
Yes. The emotional pain, the physical pain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't cure diseases. We don't diagnose. We don't prescribe. We simply get rid of the stress. And we've known 80% of all illnesses, it is said, for many, many decades, are at the base of the physical problems. And so I think it's pretty well accepted that stress is our killer. So if we want to see our greatest enemy, we can look in the mirror. So what our job is to find out the stress and to release the stress. And when we do this, when we get rid of the negative belief systems, I can't, I won't, I don't, I shouldn't, I'm not good enough, I'm too short, I'm too tall, I'm too rich, I'm too poor, whatever your negative belief system is, get rid of the stress, get rid of the negative belief systems. We believe in clearing the toxins out of the body because we are toxic time bombs.
Yep.
With all the environment, our food, and so forth and so on. Then we nourish the body, we nourish the emotions, the soul. And the body can just have a marvelous way of rejuvenating and recuperating from all problems that we have. But we have to look at the stress first because that's what we believe is our major killer.
Right.
And it's wonderful that NAMI is now the major project for the General Federation of Women's Clubs in the world.
Right.
So I belong to the New Jersey State Federation Women's Club, to the General Federation, to the to Tewksbury, and also to the PPAC Gladstone Women's Club, as well as the Budapest Women's Club. And women can change the world, and they have changed the world, and they are changing the world. So with our intuition, with our soft, nurturing side, we change the voting.
Sure.
The General Federation of Women's Club answers to the Senate. They tell the Senate what we want. We have changed the child labor laws. Their whole mantra is the Federation represents the sum and soul of all causes, the home and the society. They saved the Palisades. years and years and years ago. Now they're working on it again to save it again.
They save it again.
Right. So women have such an incredible dynamic role to play in the world.
Absolutely.
And we have to wake up and band together. And these women's clubs are doing incredible work. And I encourage the ladies out there in the audience to look at for your local women's club and join, because they do so much to make the world
Absolutely.
A better place.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, it's just, you know, some people are amazed that women can do certain things, you know. And why? You know, it's like there for many, many years, women weren't allowed to fly planes in the service. They weren't. Now they can go into combat. Before they were just nurses or medics or whatever, or desk jockeys, as we used to call them.
And they had to hide their wedding ring.
Oh, yeah.
If they were teachers.
Right. Yeah. That too. You know, but it's just, you know, we've come a long way, but we've got still a long way to go. Let's leave it at that. Now, you have a seminar coming up, correct?
Yes, I do.
It's on my anniversary. The 16th, Saturday, January 16th, from 10 to 4, at the Spar at 109 Main Street, White House Station. And you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yes, I would be happy to. Our health is our wealth, as I think most people realize now. Without your health, you have nothing. No matter how much money you might have in the bank, no matter how many friends you might have, no matter how many degrees you have, your health is your wealth. So we need to take care of our bodies. We need to nourish our souls. So in this course, we're going to learn the source of our major stress and releasing those major stressors. So these non-invasive and gentle techniques will help to release the major blocks in our lives, giving educational insights to cancel our fear and our pain of the past, and help us to reconnect the body, mind, and the spirit. Most people are so disconnected with their bodies. It's like they function from their head up, you know? And what we do is we connect you with all parts of you. We're a living organism, and we need to not neglect any part of our being, be it our physical, mental, emotional, spiritual lives. So we need to start living our healthy life that we deserve. And so bring your friends and relatives and come join us for that wonderful day. We'll be learning the basic tools of how to get rid of stress, how to use it with ourselves so you can take the skills home with you, and how to use it with our friends.
I could use it for the 51st anniversary of the stress that
I told you, Larry, a little bit earlier in Prague in one of our classes, one of the gentlemen was there, and he snored a lot, so his wife kicked him out of the bedroom about 8 years ago. And it was coming up to his 25th anniversary, and he was hoping for great changes. And so his roommate in Prague said, well, he snores. It's like a freight train going through the room. And so he volunteered for a correction for that, and we were able to correct it that night. His roommate said he didn't snore. And so whatever stressor was causing that, we were able to identify. And so he was going to have a happy 25th. So I hope your 51st is wonderful.
Absolutely.
Without any stress.
You know.
So
absolutely.
Come to the workshop, bring your wife, and get rid of any marital stress you may have had over 51 years, if there's any there.
No, actually what happened was I used to work nights and she worked days. So,
oh, that worked well.
We put little stickers on the refrigerator, you know, but I did work nights and she worked days for a while, but that wasn't always. You know, I'd like to ask, all right, obviously you're spending a lot of time in countries overseas. One, I want to know how you picked or chose those countries. And why so many countries and not here in the States?
When I studied in Europe, I studied in France in 1963, I think it was, university, and I felt at home in Europe. It just resonated with me.
Okay.
And in my married life, we moved to Sicily, and that was fun. And then we moved to the Netherlands. I fell in love with the Netherlands. It's just such a wonderful country. And then we moved to Wyoming, which is like a foreign country. Gillette, sharpest town in the West. Yeah. And then we moved to back to the Netherlands. And so I always felt at home in Europe. I love Europe. And so in 1991, when I was invited to Russia to teach doctors, it was instant. Sure, I'd like to do that. And there were 8 kinesiologists, and I was, as I told you earlier, I was invited to Dubna. And then they wouldn't let me leave until I promised to come right back.
Okay.
Because we had so much fun together. And so I had many trips back to Russia. But then in 1992, I was invited by a doctor to come to Budapest. And my first night in Budapest, I lectured for 1,200 people. It was televised. And a woman watching me do the one-minute reading correction on television turned around and corrected her son, who couldn't read, and then he could read. So then she came to Budapest to study with me. And then I was invited to Prague, which is a beautiful city where I lived many, many years. My kids would come over. They said, Mom, you picked 2 of the most beautiful, wonderful cities in the world to live in. And so I had an apartment there they could stay in, too. And then I was invited to Warsaw and Bratislava. But in Eastern Europe, it's really interesting. Although people are the same all over the world with the same basic stressors, I ran into some of my clients. One client in Bratislava had been born in the basement during the bombing of Bratislava, and his parents were killed. Can you imagine that stress?
Yeah, really.
Another one of my businessmen there, he had such stress on money, and we had to go back to age 4 where they had no money except one paper bill. And so he thought he would be quite creative, and he tore it into little bitty pieces and made lots of money out of it. Well, that was not the right thing to do. So he
really?
Had stress on money the next 40 years until we corrected it.
Right.
Eastern Europe has felt really, really great. So I own my apartment in Budapest, and I am there about half the year or more.
Okay.
So I commute, and especially with my little granddaughter being here. And
you got to come back then,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm in New Jersey with one daughter, and then I visit my other daughter in South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
But now I have a major project going on in Hungary, and it's on Margaret Island, which is a beautiful island right in the middle of Buda and Pest. And the bridge goes, Margaret Bridge goes right across and at the end of the Margaret Island. And they have a wonderful spa there. Of course, Hungary is very, very noted for their healing waters. And they have a wonderful spa there. And I will be working at the hotel there, which is the first in Europe from 1875. Gorgeous, gorgeous hotel with the healing waters. And I will be doing healing holistic health there.
Okay.
And our first group will be in October. Yeah. So that's very exciting. We will be doing detoxification. Of course, my courses will be doing homeopathy, which is pretty incredible. We'll be doing the essential oils, stress release with my courses. And the very beautiful scenic city of Budapest is there. The hotel accommodation is wonderful. So that's quite exciting. And I'm working with a Greek doctor. I've been to Greece several times now, and we're working on the homeopathy. If anyone wants to take a course in that, he'll be doing his course on Corfu. So that's very exciting.
Yeah.
So anyway, we can change the world, and people are looking more and more to the alternative ways that are working, that
right.
are very, very effective,
right.
and so non-invasive and gentle. And we need gentleness in our world. And inner peace is what people
yeah,
need.
Definitely.
When I was in high school, we were assigned back in 1965 to write an essay on peace. And all my friends said, okay, the UN is going to do it, UNESCO, you know, all these various organizations, CETO and so forth. I wrote on inner peace. and that only with inner peace can all of us within, and that's what my work is all about, getting rid of the stress, getting in touch with who you really are, because underneath all the fear and pain, there's a gemstone, and we have to, like an onion, peel off all the layers of fear and pain, because each one of us has such incredible human potential, and we're not using it because we're too stressed out.
Right, right. Have you ever heard of aromatherapy?
Yes, I just took a course in aromatherapy.
Would you explain what it is? Because I never heard of it.
Oh, okay. For millennium, we have been using the aromatic oils. We just celebrated Christmas, and of course, baby Jesus, what did he get from the wise men, quote wise? He got gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And probably the frankincense could be almost more valuable than the gold. Because you can't eat gold, you can't get better with gold. So I can just give you one of my examples. I had major dental work done, which we will do with our healing tourism also. Anyway, I had a lot of invasive work done, and I took the antibiotic, and I did the painkiller because it was quite extensive, but still I had lots of swelling and pain and so forth. So when I went for the follow-up 8 months later because I had implants, they put the implants in, pounding, all kinds. I had 10 stitches and on and on. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. I got home and I didn't take my antibiotic and I didn't take the painkillers, but I used clove, gargled, swished out my mouth. The bleeding stopped immediately. I put frankincense on the side of my face several times a day down my neck, which had swollen so badly before. I had not 1 second's pain and I had very, very little swelling and discoloration. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So the aromatic oils have been around forever, and I was not using them until about a year ago. And when I was introduced to doTERRA essential oils, it resonated. It just felt right to me. And the essential oils are harvested in the part of the world where they have the right conditions. And they have to be done in a very special process so that they are pure and uncontaminated.
Right.
And doTERRA, their CEOs go into Guatemala or Haiti or Nepal, and they work with the native people there. They give them jobs. They build schools. They build. They set up water for these people, and they pay them whether they have a crop or not. So I love their philanthropic approach to it all, to helping humanity. When we had the earthquake in Nepal, what did they do? They went in immediately. They created 1,000 jobs. They are an incredible company, but their integrity with the purity, 75% of what you're buying out there on the market are adulterated, contaminated. So you have to be very, very careful, and doTERRA runs it through very, very special testing so that their aroma oils are very, very pure. They're CPTG certified pure therapeutic grade oils. Did you watch 60 Minutes Sunday night?
No.
It was all about the adulterated olive oil and so forth coming. It's $4 billion business, you know. So the oils can have the same effect where people want money from it. And so you have to make sure if you're using.
Yeah, that's everything. You know.
You have to make sure that you are using their aromatic oils. And you can apply them, inhaling them through a diffuser, and this will cleanse and purify the air so that, especially flu season being here, you can use them topically. You can apply them to the body. The chemical structure enables them to pass through the skin so that you have.
Let me ask you something, though. If we've had these oils and Orientals have been using them for centuries and
People have.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
The rest of the world.
Why aren't they more popular here? Why are they prescribing drugs so that drug companies can get richer, and they don't really work.
They're
in, by and large, they don't. I mean, in many cases, they do, yes. But, you know, but it just seems like from what you're saying with just the tooth,
Yeah. Well, my grandmother would have us, if we had a toothache, she'd have us put one of the clove buds in our teeth, and the toothache would stop right away. My grandmother was a great herbalist, so I grew up with it, which was wonderful. So to me, all the natural ways are so wonderful. Your question is, it's about money.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So don't get me started doing this.
So anyway, we can use them. We can breathe. Because when you breathe in oil, it goes directly to the brain. And you can also use them internally. But you have to be very careful. You have to be educated about it. So don't run out and get any old oil and use for anything. Right. But consult someone who's knowledgeable about it.
If someone wanted to reach out to you and, you know, email address or...
Okay.
Something like that.
I do private sessions. We have the first course coming up. And also, you can look at my website, which has my courses on. It's carolannhantz.com. CAROLANNHONTZ.com. My email is carolannhantz@yahoo.com. And my telephone number is 309-219-3721. Again, 309-219-3721. I don't recommend that as much because I have a different phone number when I'm in Europe.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yes.
But email would be...
Yeah, carolannhantz@yahoo.com.
Carol Ann, I can't tell you how wonderful and how quickly the time has flown by. We got about 30 seconds left. But I will stay. I want you to stay in touch because when you do come back and you're back for a while, you can come back on the show again because we have, I think, so much more to talk about that we haven't hit on that I would love to. You know?
I would be very happy.
And, you know, it's I think what you do is wonderful. And I think more people should look into it. And I think that the more people who did it, would be a better place for everybody. So with that, I will have to leave you. So Carol Ann Hantz, and one more quick email address there so they can reach out.
CarolAnnHantz@yahoo.com. CAROLANN HONTZ.
Okay. And Carol Ann, enjoy your trip overseas.
Thank you.
And we hope to see you when you get back. So stay in touch. You have my email address and my phone number and all that. So, you know, stay in touch because I promise you will be back on the air with us.
And thank you all for listening.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to Mental Health Matters. And remember, folks, mental health does matter. We'll see you again next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It's now threatening any country taking part in airstrikes in Syria. A new video out today warns those attacking Syria will suffer the same fate as France and specifically threatens an attack in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Another expert on Social Security is urging older Americans to hold off on taking their Social Security benefits. Kristen Arnold, a policy analyst at the National Academy of Social Insurance, says there's a good reason for waiting until benefits are maximized.
The benefits are there to make sure you're not in poverty in old age. But if you have some flexibility, if you have other sources of income, if you're still working, if you're still healthy, you might consider waiting to take benefits.
Arnold also says a person's decision will not affect Social Security's financial condition. She says Social Security is fully funded for the next